George Soros, Trump is self-destructing, wannabe dictator. By Joshua Kaplan on May 11, 2020. George Soros, progressive billionaire and mega Democrat donor, claimed in a Monday interview President Donald Trump would be a dictator if it weren't for the U.S. Constitution and is self-destructing during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Donald Trump would like to be a dictator, Soros told The Independent. But he cannot be one because there is a constitution in the United States that people still respect. And it will prevent him from doing certain things. That does not mean that he will not try, because he is literally fighting for his life. I will also say that I have put my faith in Trump to destroy himself, and he has exceeded my wildest expectations, he added. In another part of the interview, the Hungarian-born Soros warned the coronavirus pandemic, which originated in Wuhan, China, threatened humanity as a whole. This is the crisis of my lifetime, Soros told the British newspaper. Even before the pandemic hit, I realized that we were in a revolutionary moment where what would be impossible or even inconceivable in normal times had become not only possible, but probably absolutely necessary. And then came COVID-19, which has totally disrupted people's lives and required very different behavior. It is an unprecedented event that probably has never occurred in this combination. And it really endangers the survival of our civilization, he added. The left-wing multi-billionaire's remarks come after his Open Society Foundation's pledge to donate $130 million to fight the pandemic and push back against government encroachment on political freedoms, in mid-April. Soros said the funds will be used for a wide range of causes, including support for low-income workers in the United States, countering disinformation in Europe, and emergency health care services in parts of Africa. Earlier in April, the hedge fund manager donated $1.1 million to help Budapest prepare for the deadly outbreak. The COVID-19 pandemic knows no boundaries, not between countries, communities, religions, or people. Anyone can become infected, but some of us are more vulnerable than others, he told Forbes of the donation. I was born in Budapest, in the middle of the Great Depression, barely a decade after the Spanish flu left thousands of dead in Budapest. I lived through World War II, the Arrow Cross rule, and the siege in the city. I remember what it is like to live in extreme circumstances. Soros' comments also come as a coalition of progressive groups, several of them funded by Soros, has sponsored a people's bailout community organizing outfit pushing Congress to use the next coronavirus stimulus package to enact a host of progressive policies. Breitbart News' Aaron Klein reported. In the spirit of the repurposed progressive anthem of never letting a crisis go to waste, the suddenly created People's Bailout Group is demanding that the next stimulus package adhere to five principles the group says are endorsed by nearly 1,000 organizations, unions, and community leaders, and nearly 100 members of Congress. Those principles encompass such far-left wishlist items as government health care for illegal immigrants, required $15 per hour minimum wage, enhanced union collective bargaining and government regulation of the board of directors of private companies to ensure worker representation. Also within the five principles list are direct sizable cash payments to every person and the use of stimulus legislation to push what would amount to a massive Green New Deal. Soros spent $28.3 million on the 2020 presidential election in the first quarter of the race. Politico reported. Soros' $10 million will go to Win Justice, which mobilizes people of color and other infrequent voters who could be disenfranchised in the coming months as states battle over whether to hold in-person voting in November, an increasingly pressing concern among Democrats. He gave the money at a moment when many in the Democratic political world have warned that PACs and campaigns may run out of money as the economy, and with it, donors' pocketbooks, seize up. Soros gave millions of dollars in January and February to the main super PACs planning to help presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and Democratic Senate candidates, including $5 million to pro-Biden Priorities USA and $7 million to Senate Majority PAC, which is aligned with Senate Democratic leadership. He also donated major sums to groups building political power among women, including a $1 million donation to Emily's List, and $2 million to Supermajority, a PAC co-founded by former Planned Parenthood leader Cecile Richards and Black Lives Matter activist Alicia Garza. Despite doling out millions on the 2020 election, Soros has yet to publicly express support for the Democrat Party's presumptive nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden. In October, the billionaire investor praised failed White House candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, calling her the most qualified to be president.